Right on camera, right here.
There you go.
Good evening and welcome to the Cabazon Water District. Regular board meeting, Tuesday, September 16th at 6 p.m. Please stand.
The pledge allegiance.
Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moment of silence for remembrance from our servicemen and women. Okay, please be seated.
Roll call. Director Guillermo Perez.
Here.
Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Director Alan Davis.
Here.
Board Vice Chair Kathy Brock.
Here.
Board Chair Terry Teacher.
Here.
And General Manager Michael Pollard.
Here.
Okay. Need approval for the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of August 19th, 2025. And the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of August 19th, 2025.
Make a motion to approve the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of August 19th, 2025, and the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of August 19th, 2025.
I second it.
Okay, motion to approve consent calendar items A and B, made by Director Carlin and seconded by Director Perez. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Teacher?
Aye. Okay, warrants none, awards of contracts none. Let's move on to new business. The discussion item for a rate study report by Water Economics Resources.
And I think we had a brief discussion that it's so many pages and you have plenty of time to review it at your leisure and the presentation, the formal presentation will be coming in a couple of months. So.
Yeah, so this is available, yeah, to look over. It's all of the work that went into the proposed rates. We're gonna have this in the board packet for the next few months. It's going to be like finalized and ready for approval in December. So we're gonna send out notices to all the customers at the end of this month, letting the public know that they can come in and plead their case if they disagree with anything. And then, December is when it will actually be planned to be approved.
But I believe the documentation is presented in this folder. It's the same presentation as what he provided the last board meeting. And then he said, just review it, finalize it, and then like we're going to send out the notifications through the billing system.
I don't know. Charles, are you on the line? He's going to call in, but I don't know if he
can. Yes, this is Charles from Water Resources Economics.
So he helped put together the report, so if you guys have any questions, he's the one to ask. Or if any of you in the public have any questions, Charles should be able to answer.
I don't have any at this time.
Charles, this is Terry. How are you doing this evening?
Good, how are you?
Good. So what we were thinking about doing was kind of tabling it and going through it on our own over the next month or so, since there's so many pages and kind of, just kind of reading through it ourselves and then discussing it at the next board meeting. See if anybody had any questions on it.
That works on our end, and if any questions arise before the next board meeting, we'd also be happy to respond to any of those questions by email, if that would be helpful.
Okay.
Yeah, just send them my way, and then I'll forward them to him and his
team. Is everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we're going to table that.
So Charles, you don't need to stay for the rest of the meeting unless you want to. but you're welcome to.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good night.
Thank you. All right. Discussion action item number two is the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, 5-year periodic update for Groundwater Sustainability Agency. So that's in tab two.
This is what was gone over at the...
Right, yeah, this is the meeting we both attended.
Yeah.
So I have a brief overview in my management report, and I can go over basically, cover it twice. But on August 27th, 2025, we attended the San Antonio Pass Water Agency Groundwater Sustainability Plan meeting, and the core objectives is to ensure long-term availability by balancing the groundwater use with recharge rates to support communities. And we need to prevent overdraft to avoid chronic lowering of groundwater levels that will lead to dry wells and reduce water availability. The sustainability goals usually is 20 years. Monitoring plans include tools and metrics to track progress and adjust and make adjustments as required. Provost and Pritchard is the consulting firm completing the 5-year periodic evaluation in the regulatory requirement under the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, which balances level of pumping levels and recharge. So the spreadsheet that we have here shows that the total cost of the proposal is $337,527, with the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency covering the cost share of $112,509. The Cabazon Water District cost share is $54,000. Fees will be invoiced monthly as they are accrued. So the one thing I would like to add to that is that there is a possibility, because we're a smaller water agency, that those charges may be recalibrated. So they were talking about the bench and Cabazon are a little bit smaller, so there may be, the portions may change slightly, but for now they just kind of divided the pie evenly, with the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency paying a large share. So the Groundwater Management Act was enacted in 2014, requires groundwater sustainability agencies to prepare and implement groundwater sustainability plans or alternative plans to ensure long-term sustainable groundwater use in California. As part of this framework, the GSAs are required to submit a periodic evaluation every 5 years, assessing progress towards sustainable goals, updating data and models, and addressing any recommended corrective action identified by the California Department of Water Resources during its initial review of the GSP submittal to the Department of Water Resources is due on or by July 1st, 2026. Provost and Pritchard Consulting Group will perform the services in this project on a time and materials basis in accordance with our standards fee schedules in effect at the time the services are rendered. These fees will be invoiced monthly as they are accrued. The San Gregorio Pass Water Agency will contract directly with Provost and Pritchard and will bill the participating GSA members agencies for their respective cost share. It said that the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency has planned and included this expenditure in their 2025-2026 approved budget. So it'll be over the next 2 years.
Yeah, I just thought that was a lot for us, and being like the same for the city of Banning.
Right.
It just like, well, it was just like, these numbers don't seem like this is right. But.
Right. So we had a discussion afterwards, and that more than likely will be recalibrated. A lower portion, but that's on future discussions.
Okay. So this is a discussion action item?
I think it was just a report of a budget item that's going to be becoming due. It was something that was discussed at the meeting, and I'm just letting you know that it should be a budget item. There's going to be some invoices coming prior to our budget cycle next July 1st, so just okay. to be aware.
Okay.
And basically, there'll be small portions until the very end when the report is completed. That's when the larger payments will be due. And that'll be coming on the 2026-2027 budget cycle.
All right. Well, moving on to old business then. Discussion updates with Sacred Golden Pass Water Agency Director, Sarah Wargo.
Hello.
Good evening, Sarah Wargo.
Let's see. So we had kind of, with Labor Day, we had two meetings kind of back to back. So I was going through both meetings trying to get all the updates for you guys. We did talk with the Community Water Systems Alliance. This was the group that Adon had that we went with. We sent some directors before. Diana and Maxine went up to Sacramento when they were talking about a meter tax before. I know that you guys were, Cavazon was in it for a long time, and then we decided it was too expensive. So now the San Gorneo Pass Water Agency is in it. So, and what I was trying to make sure is that our smaller systems who can't really afford these extra memberships could maybe get the benefits from San Gorneo Pass Water Agency being in the whole area. So hopefully if they're doing anything neat, we can utilize the agency instead of each of the smaller individual agencies paying for it. You touched on the Groundwater Sustainability Act. I don't know if you guys saw the helicopter going the other day, so it came and got a drink. I don't know if it was an active fire or it was,
It almost seemed like a training exercise because it was constant for, I don't know, maybe hour and a half.
Yeah. I tried to get over there and take a video. The picture I saw on Facebook had less dust.
Okay, good.
So I don't know if you saw that video.
We were outside as soon as we heard him. I was like, that's a helicopter coming in. Let's go out and look. And there was way less dust than before.
Yeah, so the rocks is working. Awesome.
Good.
I think they were talking about maybe polymer, doing some polymer.
We're going to have a group discussion about that.
I did talk to my husband today about the polymer because he works with the helicopters. He said that once it gets wet or once it rains, the polymer goes away.
Oh, no.
So that was that's just
not
his
well spent, then.
Boots on the ground opinion. So.
Right, okay. So the other alternative we talked about was asphalt priming. So that's good input. So that'll come during the group discussion.
I know those are still going on. And other than that, Kevin Walton, he is director, I believe it's District 3. He is the Sun Lakes, Four Seasons area. He is leaving the board soon, so there will be an open position. I think he's going to, maybe at the end of October, beginning of November, he's stepping down from that board. He's got some family stuff to take care of. Other than that, do you guys have any questions for me? No?
Like a couple conservation events about flowers. Is that part? Are you doing that?
Yeah, no. So there is.
We have flowers in our window.
Yeah, I can get the dates there, but it is a workshop with master gardeners from, I believe, USC. And they come in and they're doing it for Banning. So Banning's a little bit closer to us than Beaumont, right, as far as, you know, plants out here. But they do this, how to have water sustainable plants in your yard. It was an amazing presentation. I went to it twice already. But they have some interactive tools that you can use to kind of like plan out your garden, which was really neat. They bring in some local plants. Hopefully we can get them to do one out here in Cabazon because we just have a different system. We're a little bit more deserty than Banning and Beaumont. So.
Don't they have the zone rated plants?
Yeah.
Whatever zone you are, and it says these plants go for zone 24, and these are.
Yeah. So, but with the Master Gardener coming out, it's definitely a neat crowd that comes to it. But I would recommend going to it. dates on the board. I don't have the date of that available.
It's
October. Yeah, October 18th.
I think it's the 9th, October 9th and October 16th, maybe.
Yeah. But if you get a chance there, they're fantastic little workshops. And you get, there's a Cherry Valley Nursery, there's lots of giveaways too. So some people walk away with trees, so.
Cool.
Anything else?
Yeah, I got a question.
Yeah.
Did Ray call you?
Ray?
Uh-huh.
You're Ray?
Yeah.
For what?
Because he hasn't been at home.
I know.
Because he walked your daughter.
Yeah, I know. I haven't seen him for the past 2 days. We've been walking her, so.
Okay, sorry. He'll be gone until Friday.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then if you guys want to know, I know the, maybe it's a different hat. Am I allowed to talk about the Cabazon EIFD? Okay, I'll put on EFID hat. If you'll allow it, Mr. President.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So we had the first meeting and it went through. I voted against it just because I wanted them to redraw the lines to include just Cabazon, not Twin Pines. I was downvoted on that, so it's moving forward. The next meeting on that is the 7th, and they're still open for comments on that before it finalizes. So, and tomorrow is High Valley's Water District, and Scott is going to that meeting, too. So that's at 3 o'clock. If you want information, let me know. But that's more the Twin Pines point of view on that. So, and that's all I got.
Yeah. Well, it's part of their taxes, too, right?
Yeah, so what it is, and it is 20, so of the county's taxes, which is 11% of your property taxes, 25% of those are what's being bucketed for this area infrastructure. So those are numbers he didn't put in the first two presentations.
They're part of it, so it's part of their taxes coming, is going towards this.
Yes.
So it really doesn't matter that they're part of it or not. Because it's their tax money, too.
It's their tax money, too. Yeah, it's a portion of it. Well, it's the tax money, but it's not, I don't know where, right now it's just county funds.
Right.
So it's just allocated more towards this area.
Right. So. I think the whole thing's, it's got to play out a little bit to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to be a while before there's any money in it.
It's exactly my point. We can all vote and say what we want to say, but they're going to do what they want to do.
I'm trying. You can watch the videos. I said no. I said, listen, we don't want that. Like, can we separate
this?
Just like
the street signs.
Yeah. Dinosaurs.
Yep.
Dinosaurs. I still need dinosaur stickers, right? So they're still open for comments up until the 7th. So open comments will be heard on the 7th. So I know Taffy, you wrote some. And but.
Yeah. I think they have another board meeting tomorrow, Riverside County's supervisors.
I don't think it's on the agenda tomorrow. It was on the agenda a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to look through their agenda, but I did see they had a board meeting tomorrow.
Yeah, it might be on there. I'm not sure. But the 7th is the next EAFD meeting after the board meeting.
Okay. So.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Next is discussion, action, community involvement. I think that's what we just talked about, huh?
Pretty much. Other than that, there is no new exciting news for any community activity.
There's the big trash thing here at the park on the 27th.
Yes.
With shredding. They're doing the shredding, too.
Yeah, with shredding. It's probably a little early, but I'll see if they have anything. They usually have, like, a harvest festival for Halloween or something. But I doubt they have a flag for that yet.
No, probably not. Okay, let's do some updates.
You're ready. Okay.
CWD operations report.
I gave you the lengthy operation of the new sustainability water act. So
no, but you didn't do the other part.
We won't cover that. There's a couple other items I didn't cover. So DRC Engineering has notified me on August 29th that Desert Hills Premium Outlet expansion project of 43,000 square feet of new retail stores. It will be in the vicinity of, basically it's on the Premium Outlet Drive, which is blocked off, but it's where the water fountain and the escalators are, where the little Starbucks kiosk is, and they have a new Italian restaurant there. So that whole area is going to be demolished, and they're going to put in 43,000 square feet of new retail stores.
Wow.
So I'm meeting with them. We're doing a field job walk on the 24th. And both from Rock Band of Mission Indians, myself, and Travis of Krieger and Stewart will walk those jobs to see what will it entail. It doesn't entail anything by us. They just wanted a will serve letter, but they need to update their fire flow testing. So they need to hire an outside firm to do that. Because that's a private distribution system in there. That's all theirs. So we don't touch that.
Yeah, you probably won't have to make an enlargement on the pipe.
No. In fact, Travis even said, he says, that's not our project. So he just wants to walk, just to be aware. So normally, if they were going to do a site improvement, then the plans would have to go to Krieger and Stewart with a $5,000 deposit for plan review. But this is not part of the Cabazon Water District, so that's not a whole other ballgame. But they said they got a couple of projects going on over there. So that's the first phase. So that'll just increase our water usage that comes through the 10-inch meter, so a little bit more revenue. And I did receive a email from Brett Rosine. He's the Director of Acquisitions of Tower Point. That came through an open records request asking for a copy of the district's current telecommunication lease contract and documents of any financial documents showing the exact current monthly and annual rent being collected. So we went through this scenario twice before. They want to buy our cell tower lease. Remember, they made us an offer. I think the first contractor made us an offer of $740,000. The next contractor made an offer of $780,000. So we'll see what they offer. But still, you don't want to lose that revenue stream, even though it seems that if you get one lump sum, it seems intriguing. But if they make an offer, we should make a counter offer. As long as you can be disciplined enough and put that money into our account that earns interest and earn that interest. So basically the money that we're earning on that cell tower lease is $3,500 a month. If you make a counter offer and you put that money in that account, you could basically earn double that, as long as you don't touch that amount that they're going to buy us out. So that's an option you may want to consider when that offer comes through.
Yeah, if you can make $7,000 a month.
Yeah, but you have to be disciplined not to touch that money. Yes. I know it's there to use for emergencies and everything, but just use it like it's not there, because the contract is currently paying you $3,500. So if you put that money in there and you earn $7,000 a month, then
You got to leave it. You can touch the $7,000, you just can't touch
the initial. Right, yeah. $7,000 a month would go into your operations for expenses and everything like that. But yeah, don't touch the grand total they're going to give you. So that's just something to consider when that offer comes through. And of course, the big granddaddy of them all, the Well 2 building has been completed.
Mm-hmm. Almost.
Yeah. Almost, yes. Yeah. So there's a couple of moving parts that need to be completed. So one of the things was the concrete approaches for the driveway and everything like that. I did receive three quotes. As you can see on the next page, the masonry and concrete design give us a quote of $29,756. They're the lowest bidder. They also are the contractors that did the initial concrete for the building. So that concrete was 24,000 square feet, and that was $49,000. So basically that was $20.41 a square foot. The new project for the driveway approaches and for the area in front of the building, that is 1,700 square feet, and that's $17.50 a square foot. So it's a little bit lower per square foot. So that would be one project that would need to be completed. There's a couple other items that will come for the next budget cycle. You're going to have the Edison service, which will be $17,000. There's a pull box that's going to be required. That's $6,900. I already got quotes on those. So that's for the electrical service that's coming in. Of course, there'll be conduits, 100 amp electrical panel, and then the interior lighting, which isn't a whole lot. And then a workbench, you know, things like that moving forward. So you're probably looking at another 32 for the next budget cycle, 32,000 for for all those small moving parts. But I think we talked about having a little tour. So I don't know if we can do it together because it's getting dark in the evening. So if you guys want to stop by one, anytime during the day, check to make sure I don't have a meeting or something like that. And I can take you guys over there and give you the grand tour anytime you guys want. And we can kind of outline some of the things the other guys want to do. They want to do an outdoor pipe wrap, you know, for instead of just laying it on the ground on 4x4. So they have some material. So they're going to set these poles in concrete and have the arms so you can lay the pipes on there. And there'll be some kind of like sun protection over that. So got a lot of great plans for the area because growth is coming this way. So we want to be prepared. So now we have a big, beautiful building to fabricate and put stuff together and store stuff out of the sun.
Did we sell that property over there? Is it on Main Street?
On Elm?
Main Street? Main Street paid for this building.
Okay.
And then Elm is, we had a couple offers, but they wouldn't, they offered us too low. So we counter-offered and they kind of made some more concessions and we said, no, this is what it's going to be.
Yeah.
So that is basically all I have for now. I did, in fact, just a few minutes ago, I did fill out a new grant application that Lance sent to me. It was a grant opportunity. So I did fill out the forms and send that forward. So we'll see if I get a response from them. And that was for the Bonita, all the Bonita pipeline, the Broadway, Bonita, and all of Jensen. So
nice.
About $15 million worth of pipeline to be replaced.
All right. Thank you.
That's all I have for today.
Public comments. No? Public's quiet today. Future agenda items and comments.
Future agenda items, we would need to put the rate study back on for next board meeting.
Yep.
Okay.
And then we're gonna need to talk about applications too.
Okay.
Maybe next month we'll have some people narrow down that we can discuss.
Okay. Yeah, we have a lot of top candidates right now that we can. I already met with one. We're meeting with one tomorrow. So we have a couple others that are from surrounding water districts.
We have a chef, pizza chef.
An amazing pizza chef that was on
wants to be a manager of the water
food network. Yes.
Okay. Pizza
because
chef.
Because it said management down there.
Yeah.
Bring him in.
For, is that close?
Somebody, who's got the application for the pizza chef?
Here.
You got to read it.
Well,
it's amazing.
From Puglia, Italy.
Is that closed session or
no?
We're going through the applications? Okay.
No, it doesn't need a closed session. It's nothing.
Yeah.
Closed session
personal.
No. We're just going to discuss.
Okay.
And the final audit report will be going to you guys next month.
All right. Management comments?
Not at this time. No, I'm just a little.
You gonna hold that back?
I already said everything twice
today. Yeah, I got time for management.
Go ahead.
What is developing here across the street and stuff? You know anything about it?
The development across the street?
Yeah, in the corner here. Are they gonna build something there with the fence up?
No. We have. Oh, are you talking on Apache Trail and
no, I already know about that one down there.
Okay.
No, this one right here.
No, nothing's developed.
I think they just put a fence around the property.
Yeah.
Is anybody going to do anything with all the Hadleys? Or what are they doing there? You know?
The old Hadleys? over there by the, on Sentinel Drive. Chick-fil-A canceled their program. They're done. They dealt with Riverside County over the stormwater runoff. Finally, they said, no, we're backing out. We're just done.
We'll find a new place.
The old, whatever the place next to it should be a good location for what they just.
Ruby's?
Ruby's, yeah.
Yeah, that would've been a good place.
Yeah, so I haven't heard anything about that. Like I said, I met with the Long Bend Mission Indians last week, so they didn't say anything about that.
All right, board member comments. All right.
Crickets.
Miscellaneous, future board items, next board meeting dates. It's all right there.
It's all right there.
I did put the Cabazon EIFD meeting in there too. Thank you, Steve.
Yep.
Do you remember that date?
Yep, EIFD.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
You got ahead of us there.
I know what's next.
Do we have a second?
A second.
Motion to adjourn at 6:30, made by Director Davis, second by Director Carlin. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Ginsburg?
Aye.
I'm on it that time.